Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Ernie Riles. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The DH, Bill Schroeder. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Danny Darwin. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting second. The left fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The DH, Larry Sheets. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Len Sakata. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Boedeker. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer strikes out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn strikes out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Murray. The throw from Moore and he is out, Gantner applying the tag. Two outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. the Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Moore reaches second base with a double. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee Lacey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacey is 0 for 1 in the game. Lacey strikes out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dwyer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0 for 1 in the game. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boedeker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yount moves to second. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0 for 1 in the game. Schroeder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a pop-up towards short. Riles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gantner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheets hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gantner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards second. Sakata scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Boedeker covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gross hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Orioles. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 0 for 1 in the game. Sakata is hit by the pitch. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sakata. The throw from Moore and he is safe. Sakata steals second. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0 for 2 in the game. Lacy hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gantner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Dwyer hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0 for 2 in the game. Riles hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Murray moves to second. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0 for 2 in the game. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper juggles the ball. That's an error on Cooper. Murray scores. Lynn moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Orioles. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Gross hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gantner catches it and throws to first to double up Sheets. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0-for-2 in the game. Schroeder hits a line drive towards the mound. Boedeker catches it and throws to first to double up Yount. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sakata strikes out. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles misplays the ball. That's an error on Riles. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-3 in the game. Lacy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Lacy reaches second base with a double. Dempsey goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Orioles. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Dwyer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-0, Orioles. Pete Ladnow pitching. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-3 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive towards short. Riles reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rich Dower now playing third base. John Shelby now playing left field. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata misplays the ball. That's an error on Sakata. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gantner moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-3 in the game. Molitor strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0-for-3 in the game. Riles hits a fly ball into left field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Robin Yount now playing center field. Ben Ogilvie now playing left field. Rick Manning now playing right field. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lynn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-0, Orioles. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-3 in the game. Sheets hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-0, Orioles. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sakata strikes out. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dempsey strikes out. Two outs. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lacy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gary Roenick now playing left field. John Shelby now playing center field. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0-for-3 in the game. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yount moves to third. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gantner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yount scores. Schroeder moves to second. It's 9-1, Orioles. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Moore hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 9, and Milwaukee Brewers, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.